It's time now for live high school basketball on WCDO. And here to call all the action, Nate Lull.
And welcome back, everyone. Nate Lull with you on WCDO, also WCDOsports.com. Our web stream is brought to you by SFCU at Sydney Federal Credit Union. It's all about you. It's time for the Section 4 Class D Boys Championship game. One seed Newfield taking on two seed South Courtright. We're really looking forward to this one. And we want to welcome you into the Chambers and O'Hara pregame show. Cork and the crew are on Route 7, Riverside and Sydney. For all your transportation needs, including daily rentals and an expert service department, you can rely on Chambers and O'Hara. They wish the coaches, players, and fans of both teams the best in tonight's game. What I want to do is we'll step away here for about a minute, and then we'll hear from SK Boys head coach Aaron Kaufman during our Chambers and O'Hara pregame show, get his thoughts on what the Rams need to do here tonight to have a chance to take down one seed Newfield, a team that was in the New York State Class D Finals a year ago. So a big, tall task tonight for SK, but should be a great game. I'm Nate Lull. We'll be right back. We'll hear from SK head coach Aaron Kaufman after the break on CDO.
Winter is here. Do you have a dependable vehicle to get you where you need to go in the stormy weather? Look to Chambers and O'Hara Car and Truck Center, Route 7 Riverside in Sydney, for all of your transportation needs. Cork and the crew have a wide selection of cars, trucks, vans, SUVs, crossovers, and more that are ready and tested for winter driving by their excellent service team. Don't see what you like? Let one of the Chambers and O'Hara professionals find it for you. Let us do the work. Want to stay dry while you shop? Visit chambersohara.com and be warm and cozy at home while you browse our inventory. We're always bringing in new vehicles, so check back often for a fresh look. Our experienced sales staff are local residents, your friends and neighbors, and they won't pressure you during the car buying process. Let Chambers and O'Hara take care of you this winter. Visit today on Route 7 Riverside in Sydney or call 563-4311 or visit online at chambersohara.com.
McDonald's in Sydney and Norwich has $1, $2, and $3 menus. There are a wide variety of selections for just $1, $2, or $3. And for a limited time, the Grand Mac and Mac Jr. are back. The Sydney and Norwich McDonald's serve breakfast all day long, 7 days a week. And the drive-thru is open all night Friday night and till 1 a.m. on Saturday night. So whether you want to select from the $1, $2, or $3 menu, want to try the Grand Mac, or want breakfast at 7 p.m., just stop by McDonald's on Delaware Avenue in Sydney or South Broad Street in Norwich.
It's the Section 4 Class D Boys Championship game featuring South Courtright and Newfield. Nate Lull with you here on WCDO Radio, and we're now joined by SK Boys head coach Aaron Kaufman. Coach, thanks for taking a little time for us.
No problem.
Coach, first off, your thoughts on a hard-fought win in the semifinals over Gilbert Southern up in a game that really could have gone either way, but your guys seemed to find a way to grind out tough victories.
I think we played a pretty well-rounded game on both ends of the floor. We kind of knew going into that game that it would be wouldn't be an easy win. They definitely have some size. The Lockwood kid is definitely a handful out front. We did manage to get up a couple times by 8-9 points. We just couldn't seem to put them away. They're definitely a good team, and then they fought their way back every time we started to take a lead.
Were you concerned with the Butts kid inside? I mean, he stands about 6'5", 6'6", and it seemed like you guys
definitely
did a really nice job controlling him.
Yep, definitely. We knew we had a key on Butts underneath, and we knew we had a key on a Lockwood kid out front. There's no doubt about that.
So who has stepped up for you in sectional play, at this point? You've had some, fantastic last-minute victories, your half-court shot against Franklin in the quarterfinals, and, it seems like on any given night, somebody could step up and be the leader for your team.
That's why I think it's kind of hard for me to say that, just a certain kid has stepped up. I mean, I think the whole team has kind of stepped up for sectionals. One of our goals is always to be playing good, solid basketball this time of the year, when section started. And I think that's, what we are doing. Eden Fox is definitely, he's came on strong, along with Derek Burns, Dawson Darling. They've seen to step up the game a little bit. And I think that Logan Kaufman has also stepped up as our sixth man, and he adds like another dimension to our game. So I think it's more of a team effort than anything.
Taking on Newfield, the number one seed here for the sectional final, a team you know very well, met them last year as well. What does Newfield bring to the table that you guys have to prepare for?
Last year I was the assistant coach on that team, so I didn't have the headaches, but I guess I have them this year. Newfield definitely brings experience into the game. They have a well-rounded starting five. There's no doubt about that. They have at least two good shooters that I know of. They have some size underneath. All in all, I think we match up pretty good with them. I think we have a deeper bench. I'm hoping that's something that that works in our favor, because that's something I think they lack is their bench. So I'm hoping that's a key for us.
South Courtright has been going through a big school construction project this year, and you haven't had a gym to play in. So you've played every game on the road. You've had to use a variety of different smaller gyms in the community to practice every day in different schools. Can you tell us what that's been like this season, all the challenges you've had to face?
It's definitely been brutal. It's been hard on coaching staff. It's been hard on the kid. A simple practice, turns into an all-night affair by the time we get back. And they have to go home and do homework after that. A lot of late nights, a lot of miles on a bus. I could tell you that between practice and every game being away. In the long run, when I look back at it, I think it might have helped us get where we are today. My team is just so used to playing on the road that I feel that it's almost second nature to them now. And this time of the year, that might be a positive thing for us.
Coach, I have to ask, your first year, as you said, you were an assistant last year, first year at the helm here for SKA. What's that transition been like for you? And, of course, never easy to replace a great coach like Bob Van Valkenburg, and just what that has been like for you this season.
It's been very difficult. I've coached for South Courtright for about 23 years. Started off with Modified and actually JV after that. I sat on Bob Van's bench for about 15 years. So I guess you could say he's kind of been a mentor to me, and I guess you could say that I've learned probably one of the best. It's truly an honor when he asked me, if I'd be interested in replacing him. It was definitely a stressful transition, but my goal was to keep this SK program that he built on track.
And my last question here with South Courtright Boys head coach Aaron Kaufman. Coach, just a few keys that you might have gone over this week with your team to try to be successful against Newfield.
Well, we discussed that we need to keep the Clements kid in check around the boards. He does handle the ball quite a bit at times, bringing it up the court, so we want to try to keep the ball out of his hands. We need to know where the two shooters are, that's for sure. They do have two three-point shooters. And I honestly think the key for us is to keep our defensive pressure on them through the whole game. And I'm hoping they're going to have to go to their bench, and I think that's part that's going to come into favor for us.
SK Boys head coach Aaron Kaufman. Coach, thanks for taking a few minutes for us, and good luck against Newfield in the championship game.
Okay, thank you.
This is Nate Lull. Stay tuned. We'll have more of the Section 4 Class D Boys Basketball Championship game coming up on CDO.
The Delaware National Bank of Delhi is a proud sponsor of local sports on WCDO. DNBD is the 25th oldest bank in the nation, providing over 175 years of service to Delaware County and beyond. With locations in Delhi, Margaretville, Davenport, Hobart, and our loan production office on the corner of Ford and Main Streets in Oneonta, DNBD meets all your financial needs. And make sure to visit our new loan office in Sydney, too. Check out our internet banking services at dnbd.bank. DNBD, member FDIC, and equal housing lender.
ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of WCDO's high school sports coverage. As a major employer in the Tri-County area, ACCO Brands supports young people in our communities and hopes that these young athletes have much success this sports season. Always work hard and always display good sportsmanship. ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of the Tri-County industrial family and continues their tradition of supporting the efforts of young people in our area. ACCO Brands of Sydney, an industry leader in the manufacture of planning products and calendars, cheers on student athletes in every sport.
When it comes to your future, there are things that count. And at NBT Bank, what counts most to you counts to us. That's why we offer iStrive, banking for youth and young adults. iStrive's free savings, checking, and debit products help you grow your money skills from grade school to college to your first big job. So whatever future you dream of, you can count on us to help you achieve it. Stop by or visit nbtbank.com and open an account today. NBT Bank, for everything that counts. Member FDIC.
Waste Recovery Enterprises of Sydney is the area's most trusted source for all of your disposal needs. We offer weekly residential trash pickup in the Tri-County area, as well as commercial or residential dumpster service and roll-off boxes for construction debris or household cleanout. Our transfer station on Valley View Road accepts trash, appliances, furniture, construction, and demolition debris. Waste Recovery Enterprises, Valley View Road in Sydney, just off Route 7. Call 563-2616 or go to wasterecovery.com.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
And welcome back, folks. Nate Lull with you on WCDO and WCDOsports.com. As always, our web stream brought to you by SFCU at Sydney Federal Credit Union. It's all about you. It's the Section 4 Class D Boys Basketball Championship game between one seed Newfield and two seed South Courtright. The players from each side that are substitutes are being announced now before we get to the starting lineups. In case you're just joining us, you're wondering about the Delhi game. The Delhi girls defeat Southern Cayuga 52-39. So the Delhi Lady Bulldogs advance to the state tournament. Third time's the charm. They've been here 3 years in a row. They lost to Milford 2 years ago, last year to South Courtright. They defeat Southern Cayuga this year, and congratulations to the Delhi Lady Bulldogs. Let's have our starting lineups here first. Oh, before we get there, we heard from SK coach Aaron Kaufman during the pregame show. We'll hear from Newfield boys head coach Chris Bubble during our halftime break, in case you're listening for that at home. So our starting lineups first for the two seeds, South Courtright and head coach Aaron Kaufman. Senior number 3, Tyler Swantek. Junior number 10, Derek Burns. Sophomore number 12, Austin Lamport. Junior number 14, Aiden Fox. And senior number 24, Dawson Darling. On the other side for Newfield and head coach Chris Bubble, they will start with freshman number 1, Jacob Humble. Senior number 3, Greg Moravik. Sophomore, he had a great shooting night the other night, number 11, Josh Wood. Sophomore number 21, LaRon Boykin. And the senior, the big man, does a little bit of everything for Newfield, number 24, Quintel Clements. This is a Newfield team that plays in the IAC, a very, very good league. They play against Class B and Class C schools all day long. They're battle-tested, and they went to the New York State Championship game last year down at the arena in Binghamton before losing to Mariah, a team from up in the Adirondacks, and they had a great run at it. So we'll see who wins here today between the Rams and the Trojans. Winner of this game will have to play a sub-regional game. What that basically means is, I don't want to call it a play-in game, but it's almost like a play-in game because of just how the sectional brackets are set up. The sub-regional game will be Tuesday down in Johnson City at JC High School. That will be against the winner of Section 9, which I believe is Martin Luther King High School from the Section 9 area. So the winner of this game will have to play in that sub-regional game. Newfield did it last year, and so the winner of Section 4 will have to do it again this year. But first things first, got to take care of business here if you're Newfield or if you're SK. South Courtright is in the road royal blue uniforms, the white trim. So South Courtright in white lettering across the front of the chest there. Newfield's in the home white uniforms as the top seed. Has the green trim, says Newfield in green lettering across the front of the uniform there. Newfield, I think, has the size advantage inside. Clements is an absolute beast. We saw him play some great defense against Nate Kraft the other night. Delhi is going to have to be, South Courtright's going to have to be prepared for that, much like I'm sure Delhi prepared for it, but just couldn't quite get over the hump. But South Courtright did an excellent job against GMU the other night. And Ethan Butts, their big guy, is 6'6", and they did a good job of making sure that they limited him. So South Courtright, in my estimation, might have a little bit of a deeper bench, but in terms of starting five, I might give Newfield a little bit of an edge coming into this game. Experience, and just they're riding high coming into this game. But SK is always scrappy, and don't count them out. They have a lot of big game experience as well. So here we go. We're set for the opening tip-off between Newfield and South Courtright. A lot of anticipation around this ball game, and we'll see what happens. Dawson Darling will jump it up for SK. Quintel Clements will jump it up here for Newfield. Newfield will go right to left on your radio dial. SK will go left to right. We're about to get underway. I expect a high-paced, fast contest here between the Rams and the Trojans. We're underway. SK will win the opening tip as it goes to Aiden Fox, and we'll set things up. 2-3 zone, it looks like, here for Newfield to start things off. Here is Burns at the top of the key with 7:50 to go. First quarter, we're just underway. Live from SUNY Oneonta, the Class D Section 4 Boys Championship. Left side corner for Dawson Darling off the mark. Rebound for Aiden Fox back out for Swantek. Good rebound for the Rams. Fox with a straightaway three off the front of the rim. No good. Clements with a rebound. It's popped free, though. Dawson Darling comes down with it. We'll have a jump ball. And the possession arrow is going to give it to Newfield. 30 seconds in. Good hard crashing and banging on the glass for that opening possession. I expect to see a lot of that here tonight. Newfield gets it to midcourt. Here is Clements, and he is immediately double-teamed. Throws it away as he tried to zip it across the far side there, looking for Jacob Humble out of bounds. So I know, talking with Coach Kaufman, we heard it in his interview in the pregame, that's the plan. Try to make sure Clements doesn't have time to bring up the ball and get set. Across the half-court timeline, here's Burns. Burns, left side for Swantek. Into the corner now for Aiden Fox. Back to the top of the key here for Burns. Burns on the right side will hand one off for Fox with 7:10 to go first quarter. Swantek high post for Lamport. Pull-up jumper is good. And that is Austin Lamport, younger brother of Ty Lamport, who led SK into this game a year ago. Well, it was the semifinals. SK was undefeated, and Newfield came in and knocked them off. So SK looking for revenge here today. 6:50 to go, first frame. South Courtright 2, Newfield nothing. Moravec at the top of the key. A deep three for him off the back of the rim. Gets his own rebound as he was chasing it down. Now across for Josh Wood. Takes it to the rim. It won't go. We're going to have a foul on Newfield. This is going to be on Moravec for a little bit of a push down low as they were jostling for a rebound position. First foul of the game. 6:40 to go, first quarter. SK 2, Newfield nothing. First foul on Moravec. His first team's first. And Burns will walk it up the floor. Interested to see the pace that SK wants to play. Will they slow it down or will they look to run? Newfield, I think, could play either style. 6.5 to go in the first quarter. It's really just more of what SK might be comfortable with. To the high post for Lamport. Turnaround shot off the back of the rim. Lamport with his own rebound. Quickly dishes out for Fox, left side. Fox for three off the back of the rim. No good. Wood a rebound, and Newfield's looking to run. Here's Clements up the floor across the half-court timeline. Clements, chest pass into the corner. Pull-up three-pointer here for Jacob Humble is no good. Rebound for Lamport. Jump ball is the call. This time it's going to go back to the Rams. Lamport got the rebound, and he brought it down low, and Humble was there. Those sneaky, pesky guards got his hands on it, tied it up, and we had a jump ball. SK leads 2-0 with 6 minutes to go, first quarter. Burns at the top of the key. Will reverse to the far side for Aiden Fox. Down low for Lamport. Little give and go to Dawson Darling. It was poke-checked away there by Quintel Clements, and Newfield quickly in transition. Here is Moravec at the top of the key, holding on to it, looking for options. 5:45 to go, first quarter. Newfield looks like they're trying to figure out a little bit here on this defense on what to do against SK, exactly how they want to attack. Here's Clements. Down low, passes one back out for Moravec with Dawson Darling on him. Moravec to the high post. Burns was right there on help defense. 10 on the shot clock. To the far side now for Josh Wood. Gets through a double team, dishes off for Clements, who can't finish near the rim. Rebound for Boykin. He puts it up and in. LaRon Boykin puts it in, and we're tied up at 2. Newfield and South Courtright, the Section 4 Class D Boys Championship game. 5:10 to go, first quarter. I'm Nate Lowe. Thanks for joining me today on CDO. No place I'd rather be. As this is Burns on the left side. Goes to Lamport, and now back for Burns. For Fox, left side of the floor in front of the Newfield bench. 20 on the shot clock for Swantek. Back to the top of the key here for Burns. Reversing into the far side left wing corner here for Lamport. Dishes off for Dawson Darling. Puts it up and in. Great pass from Lamport. And Darling was right there to finish it off. SK leads 4-2 with 4:40 to go in the first quarter. Back across the midcourt timeline. Here is Clements at the top of the key. Chest pass for Humble, down low for Wood at the left low block. Tries to muscle his way inside. It won't go. Rebound again for Boykin, and he's fouled. LaRon Boykin is fouled on the putback opportunity. First foul on SK. And this will be on Fox, his first team's first. 4.5 to go, first quarter. Courtright 4, Newfield 2. As here is the sophomore, LaRon Boykin, to the line. His first shot hits the rim twice, bounces out, no good. Newfield trying to settle in here, the top seed. Hard when you're the number one seed and you still have to travel over 2 hours for your sectional final game. That's just how big Section 4 is. Boykin gets the second one to go. He goes 1 out of 2. And it's South Courtright 4, Newfield 3. Here's Burns quickly in transition. Finds Dawson Darling, goes up, pump fakes, and was blocked by Clements. Out of bounds, it'll stay with the Rams. Clements saw the pump fake coming, just waited for it, and then swatted it out of play. Rams will get it in at the top of the key. No, it's intercepted. Here's Moravec off to the races. Moravec takes it right to the rim, puts it up and in. Greg Moravec with his first basket. You don't want to see him get hot if you're an SK fan, as Newfield takes their first lead 5-4. Here's Dawson Darling, back out Aiden Fox. Left side three for Fox. Got it. Aiden Fox from downtown. Another guy, if you're a Newfield fan, you don't want to see heat up. It's the Rams 7 and the Trojans 5. Back to midcourt. Moravec hands it off for Clements. Down low for Boykin. Up and in. LaRon Boykin with 5 quick points, and we're tied up at 7. Off to a great start here between SK and Newfield in the Section 4 Class D Championship game. 3:40 to go, first quarter, tied at 7. Live from SUNY Oneonta, we're glad to have you along on CDO. Here is Fox on the baseline for Lamport. Lamport pull-up jumper off the side of the rim, no good. Clements with a rebound, saves it inbound, and Newfield will sprint away. Across the half-court timeline here for Moravec. Moravec left side for Wood. Pump fakes, gets to the rim, puts it off the glass, and good. First bucket of the night for Josh Wood, who had a monster night against Delhi in the semifinals. Newfield 9, South Courtright 7. 3:05 to go in the first quarter. Top of the key for Dawson Darling. Takes it down low. Darling puts it up, and he's fouled with 3 minutes to go first quarter. Good pump fake, and it worked this time for the senior, Dawson Darling. This is an SK team that is used to playing in big-time games when you talk about basketball, and especially soccer. This team advanced to the New York State Final Four for the second straight season this year, led by that man at the foul line, Dawson Darling, as he gets the first shot to go. Newfield 9, South Courtright 8, 3 minutes to go, first quarter. Great start here by both sides. Darling, second shot off the back of the rim, no good. Lamport skying for a rebound. Clements, though, was able to beat him to it. Quickly, an outlet pass ahead here for Wood. Wood dishes one off for Humble. Nice job filling lanes. That was beautiful. And Humble with the layup, and it's Newfield 11, South Courtright 8. Humble was down the floor extremely fast there and was wide open. Three-point lead for Newfield, biggest lead of the game so far. 2:40 to go, first quarter. Left side for Lamport. Tries a three, no good. Dawson Darling, a rebound, and he's blocked on the second chance opportunity. Newfield looks to run. They'll take it the length of the floor, and Humble will put it up and in. Humble was like he was shot out of a cannon, streaked down the floor and put it in. Timeout SK with 2.5 to go, first quarter. Newfield, the 13, South Courtright 8. We'll be right back on CDO.
If you heat with oil, here's great news from Morabito Energy Products. Our Cash for Clunkers program replaces old fuel oil tanks with brand new ones. Just trade in that old tank. You'll receive a $250 credit and the use of a Gremlin tank monitor. Using Wi-Fi and a smartphone, the Gremlin system lets you monitor fuel oil levels right from your phone. Cash in your clunker now. Call Morabito at 1-855-MORABITO.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
And welcome back, folks. Nate Law with you on WCDO. Also online at WCDOsports.com. 2.5 to go in the first quarter. Newfield 13, South Courtright 8. Out of the Rams timeout. Let's see what they answer with. They'll pass to the high post for Dawson Darling. Back out for Swantek, and now here for Aiden Fox. Steps into a three-pointer for Fox. It won't go. Rebound, Dawson Darling. Pump fakes, puts it up. Can't get that shot to go. And a rebound for Newfield. Boykin quickly in transition. Lost control of it. Gets it back out for Humble. Humble left side. Right back to Boykin with a sweet dish down low, and he puts it in. Humble with 6 points, and it's 15-8. Boy, a sweet look inside. That was a one-handed pass, no look. Put it right in his hands. Newfield 15, South Courtright 8. 1:45 to go, first quarter. Right side, Swantek. Swantek to the top of the key. Now left side for Dawson Darling. Back to the top of the key for Burns. Off a screen for Fox. SK needs a bucket, I think, on this possession. And to the top of the key. Now they go down low for Lamport, and his left-handed layup won't go. Dawson Darling, a rebound. His shot won't go. Lamport with another big-time rebound. Turnaround shot is blocked here by Clements, and he's off to the races. Across the half-court timeline, Clements takes it to the rim. Can't get it to go. Rebound for Burns. Derek Burns quickly back in transition with 1:10 to go, first quarter. Newfield 15, Courtright 8. And now a charge is going to be called here as Burns went barreling into the lane. Boykin had his feet stuck in the floor, absorbed the contact, and draws the charge. So 1:10 to go, first quarter. Newfield 15, South Courtright 8. The Rams trying to survive here in this first quarter. Quinlan Davis will check in. Lamport's going to go to the bench. Team foul situation. SK with 2, Newfield with 2. Newfield along the baseline. They'll go to Clements. Clements looking for options, zips it across for Moravec on the far side across the midcourt timeline. Moravec at the top of the key. Will bounce pass for Jacob Humble, just a freshman. Very silky smooth guard here for Newfield. Will dish it off for Wood. Wood, backdoor cut for Moravec, takes it to the rim and he's fouled. And he's going to go to the line. Moravec with 4 points now, and it's Newfield 17, South Courtright 8. Moravec with a great cut through the lane, and Wood found him. That's what I'm talking about with this Newfield team. They are just on the same page, and you can see why they went to the state finals a year ago. Burns has got to go to the bench. Logan Kaufman comes in. Burns, with those two fouls, is going to have to take some time to sit. Newfield 17, South Courtright 8. To the line here is Moravec, up and good. So Moravec now with 5 points. Newfield has opened up an 18-8 lead over South Courtright with 50 seconds to go in the first quarter. Kaufman across the midcourt timeline. On the right wing side, Kaufman looking for options. Now finds Swiatek. This would be a big possession here for SK if they could get a bucket. Davis is blocked from behind by Boykin and quickly back up the floor for Clements. Long home run pass ahead for Moravec. He saved it inbounds. Back out to Wood. Wood gets in the paint. Tosses one off the glass. No good. Follow-up shot is in. Josh Wood now with 4 points. And it's Newfield 20, South Courtright 8 with 20 seconds to go in the first quarter. Kaufman across the midcourt timeline. SK trying to stop the bleeding. Goes to Swiatek in front of the Newfield bench to the high post. Dawson Darling pull-up jumper is good. Dawson Darling with 5 points, and it's 20-10. 5 seconds to go. Here's Clements. Going to try to take it right to the rim. Dumps one off for Boykin, and it's stuck on the floor, and that'll do it. End of the first quarter. Newfield boys leading South Courtright 20-10 in the Section 4 Class D championship game live here at SUNY Oneonta. I'm Nate Law. We'll be right back on CDO.
Quality Hardwoods in Twin Valley on Route 8 in Bainbridge proudly take part in sponsoring local sports on WCDO and remind fans to get out and cheer on your favorite teams. If you're a woodworker, contractor, or do-it-yourselfer, be sure to stop by Twin Valley, featuring quality hard and soft woods for flooring, stairs, cabinets, molding, and more. Every piece is hand-inspected and stored in a climate-controlled area. Visit Twin Valley's retail store, a division of Quality Hardwoods on Route 8, just a half mile north of the Route 7 and 8 traffic light, and proudly supporting our area as local athletes.
Your friends at Morabito Gresham Insurance are proud to sponsor high school sports on WCDO. Morabito Gresham is a full-service independent agency with the flexibility to place your insurance with a variety of carriers. But more importantly, we strive to build strong, long-term relationships based on trust and knowledge. Through our personal attention and professional commitment, we prove that customers always come first. The Morabito Gresham Insurance team will work hard to find you the best coverage to meet your needs and your budget. Call 217-0279 and let Morabito Gresham work for you.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide, streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
Start of the second quarter, Section 4 Class D Boys Championship game. Top seed Newfield leading 2 seed South Courtright 20-10. Left side of the floor for Moravec. As Newfield goes right to left, they have the ball to start the second quarter. Clements, bounce pass Moravec, left side, pulls up for three, off the mark, no good. Rebound for Newfield. Wood puts it up. He can't get it to go. Boykin is there. Third time's the charm. Boykin with 7. Newfield 22, South Courtright 10, with 7.5 to go in the second quarter. Across the midcourt timeline, here is Swiatek. Swiatek to Kaufman. SK needs to start getting some buckets here. Kaufman right side. This is exactly the start, a very similar start to how Newfield pulled away from Delhi early in the contest, and then the Bulldogs couldn't find their way back in. Kaufman right side. 10 on the shot clock coming up. They'll reverse here for Swiatek. To the left side for Fox. NBA 3 for Fox. Off the front of the rim, no good. And Newfield with a rebound. Ahead now for Josh Wood. Wood tries to save it. Inbounds goes right back to Fox. Fox will hold on to it. Gets it back to Swiatek across the midcourt timeline. Swiatek in the paint. Now pulls it back out. Finds Fox. Into the corner for Swiatek. Pulls up for three. Got it. Ty Swiatek from downtown. Doesn't shoot much, but when he does, he usually connects. It's 22-13. With 6:40 to go in the second quarter. Double team now, Swiatek and Kaufman coming in on Clements. It's poked out of bounds. Lamport's going to come back in. Fox will go to the bench. Newfield 22, SK 13. SK needs a couple of stops on defense against this very good Newfield offense, which is really clicking here today. Right side of the floor for Moravec for Newfield. Into the corner for Wood, just the sophomore. Wood back to Moravec, the senior. 15 on the shot clock, 6:25 to go, second quarter. Right side for Wood, and he is fouled as he gets into the lane. Boy, that was close. Thought Wood maybe just lost control of the basketball. Officials see it differently, and we have a foul. Foul's going to be on Lamport, his first, team's fourth. SK with 4 team fouls, Newfield with 2. Jacob Humble will inbound the basketball underneath the glass. They'll come back to Humble on the right side. Humble will bounce it down low for Wood. This time he's stripped the ball cleanly. SK will come away with it with Kaufman down the right side. Kaufman at the top of the key goes back for Swiatek with 6:05 to go second quarter. Still a lot of basketball left to be played and runs to be made here if SK could get back in. Newfield, though, won't go quietly, that's for sure. Here is Dawson Darling, turnaround shot from the left elbow is good. Dawson Darling with 7 points. 22-15, SK trying to crawl back in with 5:45 to go in the second quarter. Here's Clements to the foul line, back out Moravec, zips it across, one-handed for Humble, long three ball in the corner, no good. Dawson Darling with a rebound, he immediately gets tied up, it comes loose to Wood, he's blocked by Quinlan Davis, ball out of bounds, back to the Rams. Good series by both sides there, a lot of hard work from Newfield and SK underneath the basket, and finally SK comes away with it. Both teams fighting hard. 5.5 to go, second quarter. Newfield 22, South Courtright 15. Across the midcourt timeline is Logan Kaufman. First swat attack to the high post for Dawson Darling. Steps in, 15-footer, no good. Rebound loose on the floor, and SK won't come away with it. Looked like Dawson Darling was going to get there, but Wood was just a step quicker, and then Dawson picks up the foul with 5:20 to go in the second quarter. Newfield 22, SK 15. That's his first foul and the team's fifth. So SK with 5 team fouls, Newfield with 2. Thanks for joining me today. I'm Nate Lull on WCDO. Also WCDOsports.com. We're glad to have you along. A packed house here at SUNY Oneonta. Great ball game. The Delhi girls defeated Southern Cayuga in the first contest. So congratulations to the Lady Bulldogs as Newfield brings the ball back in. Across the half-court timeline. Into the corner now for Moravec. Looking for options. Lamport's right in his face. They'll go down low for Boykin. Back out Moravec. Left side, three ball off the back of the rim. Clements was right there. He's fouled by Quinlan Davis. Clements would have had an easy one, and Quinlan Davis just had to go for the best block opportunity that he could. Got a piece of him on the arm, I think, and Clements will go to the line. 4:55 to go, second quarter. Clements will step to the line. Clements' first shot is good. So that's actually his first point of the evening. Want to recognize several of our special sponsors for tonight's game, including Sportsfield Specialties of Delhi, Village Green Automotive Service of Stamford, the Delaware National Bank of Delhi, Don's Dairy Supply of South Courtright, as well as NYCM Insurance of Edmiston, as well as McDowell & Walker in Sydney, Afton, and Delhi. Second shot for Clements is no good, so the score remains Newfield 23 and South Courtright 15. Hunter Collins in the game now for the Rams. He has the ball left wing side. Collins takes it down low. The jumper won't fall. Clements with another rebound and then a reach-in foul on Lamport. And those are the ones that will drive a coach crazy. And I'm sure Aaron Kaufman not pleased. You take a foul, you know, 90 feet from your own basket. It's going to be a timeout taken here, it looks like, with 4:40 to go, second quarter. Will it be a timeout or no? No, this is going to be a shooting foul here, as it is the seventh foul against South Courtright. Didn't realize that. So the seventh foul up on the board. So Clements will go back to the line with 4:40 to go, second quarter. SK trying to chip away. They were trailing by 10 to start the second quarter. They've got it down to 23-15 with Clements going to the line here for Newfield. So Clements will settle in here. Clements' first shot is good. Rattles it in. Clements had a great night against Delhi. I'd say Clements is about 6'2", 6'3", down low. Very thick, solid player. Just a nice touch near the rim. And just one of those players you'd love to have as a coach. Does a little bit of everything. Misses his second shot here. Jump ball is going to give it back to SK. But going back to Clements, I mean, just a great kid. Works hard. Hustles. Rebounds the ball well. Unselfish. He does everything for Newfield. So it's Newfield 24, South Courtright 15, 4:35 to go, second quarter. Across the half-court timeline for SK. Some big minutes off the bench here for the sophomore Logan Kaufman. To the high post for Dawson Darling. Into the corner now for Lamport for three. Got it. Austin Lamport from downtown. And he's got 5 points. Lamport, if he heats up, can be deadly. And it's 24-18. Right side of the floor now for Quintel Clements. Back for Moravec. He steps back for three. Off the back of the rim, rebound for SK. Davis traveled before he gave it to Kaufman. With 4:10 to go in the second quarter. Big time rebound there from Davis, and I think he just got happy feet before he handed it off there to Kaufman. And the ball goes back to Newfield. With 4:10 to go in the second quarter. Newfield 24 and South Courtright 18. Newfield gets the ball to the top of the key. They go to Humble in the corner. Humble back for Clements at the top of the key. Into the left corner now for a high post pass to Clements, and it's intercepted by Kaufman. Numbers for SK if they can hurry. Kaufman's going to take it right to the rim. He's blocked there by Clements, who saw that coming a mile away.
Back to Kaufman in the corner. Fires up a three. Can't get it to go. Rebound for Hunter Collins, who puts it up. That one won't go down. Rolled all the way around the rim, out of bounds, and back to Newfield. Three quality looks there for the Rams. That would have cut it to four, and it wouldn't go. I got to give Kaufman some credit there. That was the only option he had on that play, was to take it to the rim, and he went up strong with it. Clements can just jump out of the gym and blocked it. That's what you got to do, though. 3:40 to go, second quarter. Newfield 24, SK 18. Here's Clements to the top of the key. Clements, former Ravik, gets into the paint, pulls up jumper. No, dishes one off here for Humble, left side. Humble, back, former Ravik, right side, gets into the paint, takes it all the way to the rim, can't finish. Missed it. Too much mustard on that one. And a rebound for SK. Credit to the Rams for fighting back here. So they trailed by six. Fox with a pass down low for Dawson Darling. He wasn't expecting it. Out of bounds, back to Newfield. SK needs to slow down on some of these possessions. They're getting good looks. I think they're just so excited to be back in the game now, they're just not executing. Moravec back across the half-court timeline, right wing side in front of the scorer's table, as Newfield goes right to left. Looking for options, Moravec for Wood. They swing it, far side, Jacob Humble. Humble back to the top of the key. Now we'll dribble side, left corner, got it. The freshman from downtown, what a dagger for Newfield. Humble with 9 points, and it's Newfield 27, South Courtright 18. Just when you think the Rams are back in it, the Trojans make another big-time shot. Right side corner, now it's taken away. Kaufman lost control, 2-on-1 for Newfield. Humble takes it to the rim, it's no good. Rebound for Clements. He puts it up, and he's fouled with 2:40 to go in the second. And Newfield's going to go to the line here. Clements will step to the charity stripe. Boy, he's just a hard guy to keep off the glass. Looked like a pretty clean block. I don't like to comment on those things, but that one looked pretty good. Newfield's going to take a timeout. 2:40 to go in the second. It's Newfield 27, SK 18. We'll be back after a short break on CDO.
Hi, this is Mike Lang from Sydney Autobody. My wife, Lori, and I are honored to have the opportunity to continue Sydney Autobody's proud tradition of exceptional service for the Tri-Town area and beyond. After 26 years of working closely with the Thomas family, I am confident you will experience the same honest, dependable service you're accustomed to. Nobody takes more pride in their work, and no vehicles leave our shop until it's thoroughly inspected. Quality work from experienced professionals, that's Sydney Auto Body at 21 Union Street in beautiful downtown Sydney. If you're in need of our services, stop by or call 563-8200. That's 563-8200.
When the cold weather hits, it's hard not to think about the heating season and the cost of heating your home or business. Hi, this is Kirk Gardner, owner of Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney, and I'm here to tell you that there are ways you can save money during the heating season. By annual clean and maintenance checks of your heating system, you can extend its life, and if you need to make a change, being able to choose the best system that fits your family needs will save you money too. Give me a call at 349-0831 and start saving money now. We also accept Visa and MasterCard. Call 349-0831.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
2:40 to go in the second quarter. The Section 4 Class D Boys Basketball Championship game live from SUNY Oneonta. Quintel Clements to the line for Newfield. First shot is no good. SK had this down to a six-point deficit before a big-time three there by the freshman, Jacob Humble, ballooned it back up to 27-18, and Clements gets the second one to go. He's got 3 points, and it's back to 10, 28-18, with 2:40 to go in the second quarter. SK trying to chip away again. Collins to the high post will now find Dawson Darling. Back out for Kaufman at the top of the key. Here is Kaufman back for Hunter Collins. Now they'll go to Collins again, 15 on the shot clock. Collins down low. The hanging jumper is good for Hunter Collins. There's a man with a bright future. Hunter Collins, just a freshman off the bench for SK, gets it to go, and it's 28-20 with 2:10 to go in the second quarter. Here is Clements back off for Moravec. This is big here for SK. I think if you could get a couple of stops, maybe chip it down to six before halftime, that would be big. Wood on the right side. His shot is short. Not enough spice on it. Clements with the rebound, puts it up, won't go. Rebound for Dawson Darling. Got to limit those second chance opportunities if you're the Ram. Kaufman back across midcourt. One-handed pass to Fox, right side. Fox to the high post for Quinlan Davis. The pass didn't get through. Clements with the rebound. The big man will rush it down the floor, finds Boykin, puts it off the rim, no good. Second chance opportunity, that's off the mark. Clements with a rebound, skies for it, kicks it back out, Moravec. Moravec dishes it to the left side for Humble for three, left it short. Another rebound for Newfield, but they lost it out of bounds. Boykin came down hard on that one and couldn't hold on to it. Appears to be okay. Bounces back up, and it'll go back to SK. So here it is, a minute 25 to go in the second. Newfield by 8, 28-20. Big possession here for the Rams. This would give you some momentum heading into the locker room. Across the half-court timeline for Kaufman, and some confidence, I should say, too. Right side of the floor for Collins. Back to the top of the key for Kaufman. Zips one left side. Little give and go from Quinlan Davis back to Kaufman. 15 on the shot clock. SK being very careful, very patient. They try to force it to the high post again. Gets through this time to Quinlan Davis. His shot is no good. Rebound loose on the floor. Quinlan Davis comes down with it. Passes one over to Hunter Collins, who puts it up and in. Doing the work of a man, Hunter Collins and Quinlan Davis, and it's 28-22 with 45 seconds to go in the second quarter. Moravec across the midcourt timeline. Dishes one left side for Humble. Down low for Boykin. Boykin back out for Humble. Wants a three, pump fake. Steps back, goes to the high post for Clements. Clements with a great fake, takes it to the rim, and the Dr. J finger roll is good for Clements. You need a bucket, you go to him. It's 30-22 with 25 seconds to go before the halftime break. Here is Kaufman. Looking for options. SK trailing by 8. They go to the left side here for Aiden Fox. Shot clock is off. 15 ticks to go on the game clock. Left side for Fox. To the high post, Dawson Darling. Turnaround shot too strong. Davis with a rebound. It's loose on the floor. Hunter Collins fighting for it again. Ball is still inbounds. Newfield comes away with it. Down to 3 seconds. Ahead now for Wood. At the buzzer, no good. Halftime score. Newfield 30. And South Courtright, 22. We'll have our Marabito Energy Products halftime report coming up. But when we come back, we will have a quick word with Newfield Boys head coach Chris Bubble. So we'll take a break, and then we'll hear from Coach Bubble, the Trojans head coach, during our Marabito Energy Products halftime report. Then we'll come back and break things down here. Our halftime score, the Section 4 Class D Boys Championship game, Newfield 30, South Courtright 22. I'm Nate Lullen. We'll be right back on WCDO.
If you heat with oil, here's great news from Marabito Energy Products. Our Cash for Clunkers program replaces old fuel oil tanks with brand new ones. Just trade in that old tank. You'll receive a $250 credit and the use of a Gremlin tank monitor. Using Wi-Fi and a smartphone, the Gremlin system lets you monitor fuel oil levels right from your phone. Cash in your clunker now. Call Marabito at 1-855-MARABITO.
Have you had an unfortunate accident? Do you need a quick vehicle replacement? Or are you doing a lot of traveling but don't want to put the miles on your own vehicle? Chambers & O'Hara Riverside in Sydney has vehicle rentals at competitive rates, available by the day, week, or month. And they will even bill the insurance company for you. Call 563-4311 today for a hassle-free rental. Compact, mid-size, luxury, and vans too. From sales and service to stress-free rentals, call Chambers & O'Hara, Route 7 Riverside in Sydney at 563-4311.
Patriot Masonry of Otigo is a proud sponsor of high school sports on WCDO. Patriot Masonry can handle any job, big or small, commercial, industrial, or residential, and they're your local stamped concrete specialist. Beautiful indoor or outdoor fireplaces, patios, brickwork, stairs, floors, or countertops. They can do it all. Call 287-0709. That's 287-0709. Or visit online at patriotmasonry.net. That's patriotmasonry.net. Patriot Masonry. Call 287-0709.
The Egley family and the Egley Machine Company on Route 7 Riverside in Sydney proudly support high school sports on WCDO. The future of our area lies in the hands of our youth, and Egley Machine urges students to work hard in school. It's very important to complete your education, as today's job market is very competitive. No matter what field you're going into, prepare yourself for a prosperous and rewarding career. Egley Machine is a proud Tri-Town company that designs and builds injection molds for the plastics industry and components for a variety of other companies. Egley Machine proudly supports the youth in our communities and is happy to be a part of high school sports on WCDO.
It's the Section 4 Class D Boys Championship game featuring Newfield and South Courtright. Nate Lull with you here on WCDO, and we're now joined by Newfield Boys head coach Chris Bubble. Coach, thanks for taking some time for us.
Thank you, Nate. I appreciate it.
Coach, first off, let's talk about your season before we had a chance to watch you here at SUNY Oneonta last week. Another great, successful season for you guys, and And I was curious, was there more pressure this year? You make a trip to the state finals last year, and you come in this year and have another great year. You guys really answered the bell.
Yeah, we had a great season last year. We have some younger guys that were playing, you know, stepping into big roles this year. So sort of the question mark for us, our league's tough. You know, there's a lot of teams in it who can really play some basketball. The question would be, how fast could the young guys get up to speed? And then with Stephen LaBarge being injured in our last football season with a torn ACL, and then trying to come back and rehab that and try to play through that for the 7 games that he did, sort of threw us some adversity that we weren't necessarily expecting. But I think given all that, the team as a whole has really done a nice job.
You guys play in the IAC, and it's certainly a tough league. You know, you're a D school right now, but you're often playing C and B schools. How much do you think that really prepares you as you get ready for sectionals and possibly the state tournament?
I think it certainly prepares us, and you know, there's some tough gyms that we have to go to play in, and you know, as you look at our season as a whole, you know, the two losses, one were to Tioga, who's now playing in the Class C Section 4 final, and they're a tough team. They have some size. Playing in their gym is difficult. And then our second loss to Waverly, a Class B team in the IAC, really coached well. Lost to them by 3 without our point guard due to an illness. So we feel like the younger guys are really, you know, really coming along and can figure out what their role was quickly in the systems that we have and just contribute right away. So it's a tough league. It prepares us well. Playing at this level at this point in the season, you're going to play in some difficult spots and have some long bus rides, and you're going to have to come ready to go every single night. And I think our season prepared us well to be able to do that.
Speaking of long bus rides, it's certainly a long one from Newfield to SUNY Oneonta. You guys really seem to embrace it, though. Is it tough playing, you know, in an environment where a lot of the teams you'll face are much closer to Oneonta? They have a huge crowd there. But you guys always handle it well. Seems like you have great support, and it never seems to faze Newfield when I see them at SUCO.
Yeah, it's one of those things where it's we don't want to say it's a disadvantage, but it's a long bus trip, and for the most part, what we try to do is just and use that, you know, as maybe as fuel to help us get ready to go. And it's a little bit more adversity, as I talked about earlier, having to jump on a bus and go 2 hours one way when you're the one seat is not necessarily something that we look forward to. But we try to embrace the challenge and get off the bus and make sure we're ready to go and use that to fuel the fire a little bit. So, you know, we know that whoever we have to play has a much shorter bus ride than we do, but we'll face the challenge and we'll be ready to go.
Taking on South Courtright for the Section 4 Class D Championship. Coach, your thoughts as you head into this matchup with the Rams, and have you had a chance to really scout them out this year or know what they bring to the table this season?
Yeah, we saw them against GMU. You know, that's the benefit of playing in that first semifinal. They really have some kids that are, you know, basketball players. They spread out, you know, the wealth and their scoring. It's a lot like what we do. We have some kids who can score it as well, and we're pretty balanced. It's going to be difficult to try to focus on one or two guys. We feel like defensively we just need to do a great job across the board. All 5 guys have to defend. We have to rebound, but also all 5 guys have to be able to score. So it should be a good matchup. I know Coach was talking about looking forward to playing us and having it on their radar since the beginning of the season. We pay attention to who we feel like we're going to play, and we knew that they would be one of those teams that could be potentially an opponent in the sectional semi or final. And so we followed them. We followed Delhi. So it's tough, though. It's tough. You know, I read the articles that you guys put out, try to read as much as we can. Difficult to get any film unless we get our own eyes on them. But, you know, we feel like watching that GMU game, which was their last game, will help us.
Coach, my last question here with Newfield boys coach Chris Bubble. Coach, you were just talking about the balance that you have, and I'm always impressed. I was last year, and I am this year. When you look at guys like Quintel Clements, Josh Wood, Greg Moravec, just real balance, and any of those guys could step up, it seems, on any night, be your leading scorer, and they seem to have great leadership qualities, too.
Yeah, they're really, Quintal and Greg, you know, three-year varsity players, doing a fantastic job. They're great kids, not only good basketball players, they've coached in our youth basketball program and taken charge of that for the last 2 years for me, and they spend a lot of time giving hours back to the younger kids, which I think is really important if you're going to build a program that can sustain itself. And Josh is one of the younger guys, really stepped into a great role. He's tough to defend because he can shoot it pretty well. You couldn't tell the other night, but he also has a real knack for finishing around the front of the rim. And then we have a couple other young guys that are hungry. They feel like they didn't play their best the other night, and hopefully they can show up and do their job and fill the role that we need them to fill.
Newfield Boys head coach Chris Bubble. Coach, thanks for joining us, and good luck in the title game.
Thanks, Nate. Appreciate the coverage. I appreciate the job that you do for the student-athletes out there in your area. I think you do a great job.
Well, thank you, Coach, and stay tuned. We'll have more on WCDO, Newfield, and South Courtright coming up on WCDO Sports.
Huff Ice Cream is happy to be part of Tri-Town Area Basketball on WCDO. The folks at Huff Ice Cream support our local teams and wish them the best of luck this season. Huff Ice Cream is located in Sydney's Industrial Park and distributes Giffords, Häagen-Dazs, Ben & Jerry's, and Nestle's Ice Cream, as well as Utz and Bachmann Chips, pretzels, and snacks. Huff Ice Cream has been a proud family business for over 60 years and supports all student-athletes.
Attention young adults, are you looking to take the next step in your life? Are you interested in serving your community and your country? The U.S. Air Force could be your answer. For a no-pressure interview, please contact Technical Sergeant Mark Baldenegro in Oneonta. His office is in the Clinton Plaza on Main Street. Please call for an appointment today, 432-6780. That's 432-6780. See what the U.S. Air Force can do for you. Not sure about enlisting? Talk to Sergeant Mark about community service opportunities in our area. To get a feel for what the Air Force team is all about, aim high with the U.S. Air Force. For a local, no-pressure interview, call 432-6780. That's 432-6780.
We know how hard it is to raise a family these days. With your busy schedule and all those obligations, you need a financial institution that's all about you. We've got you covered. With internet services, convenient ATMs, online bill paying, and so much more. Stop by to find out about the Credit Union Advantage. We're a member-owned financial cooperative. We're all about you. SFCU, federally insured by NCUA. We're all about you.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide, streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
And welcome back, folks. Nate Lowell with you tonight on WCDO, also WCDOsports.com. So our Mirabito Energy Products Halftime Report. Remember, when you use your Mirabito Rewards Plus card, you'll save instantly right at the pump. See for yourself at Mirabito. Call 563-HEAT. That's 563-HEAT. We heard from SK Boys head coach Aaron Kaufman during our Chambers and O'Hara pregame show, and that was Newfield head coach Chris Bubble. So thank you to all the coaches for sitting down, taking some time, talking with us this week. It was a lot of fun getting their thoughts coming into these games. So let's do our halftime scoring summary. First for South Courtright, 7 points from Dawson Darling, 5 from Austin Lamport, 4 from Hunter Collins, 3 apiece from Ty Swantak and Aiden Fox. On the other side for Newfield, 9 points from the freshman, Jacob Humble, 5 apiece from Quintel Clements and Greg Moravec. Oh, also 7 from Laron Boykin and 4 from Josh Wood. Our halftime score, Newfield 30, South Courtright 22. Newfield is the 1 seed, SK is the 2 seed. Again, a huge thank you to all our special sponsors. Without them, games like this wouldn't be possible, so we certainly appreciate their support, including ACCO Brands of Sydney, SFCU, Assemblyman Cliff Crouch, Robinson Terrace of Stamford, the DA Varsity Club, NYCM Insurance of Edmiston, the Amphenol Corporation of Sydney, Hobart Hardware Plus, Chambers and O'Hara Car and Truck Center in Sydney, Don's Dairy Supply in South Courtright, Delaware National Bank of Delhi, Jessef House Building Supplies in Sydney Center, Lasting Impression Landscape and Excavation of Hobart, Sportsfield Specialties in Delhi, Village Green Automotive Service in Stamford, as well as Preferred Mutual Insurance Company of New Berlin, Circle of Life Ambulette of Hobart, Shandello Federal Credit Union of Franklin, the SK Youth Association, Chase Memorial Nursing Home in New Berlin, as well as the Dinner Plate Restaurant in Hobart, NBT Bank, Payne's Cranes of Bainbridge, and Quality Hardwoods and Twin Valley Finished Lumber of Sydney. There's several more special sponsors, but definitely wanted to recognize those
for helping us to be here today. Newfield leading 30-22 over South Courtright as we get you set for the start of the second half. Both teams back out on the floor warming up here at SUNY Oneonta. Got to give some credit to SK. It looked like Newfield was going to put them away early. They hung in there, and they trail by 8. They've chipped it down to as many as 6, and they just haven't been able to get over the hump before Newfield comes back and starts hitting some shots. So I think the high intensity on defense has got to continue here for the Rams, and you just have to hope that Newfield, you got to slow down the transition game. They're extremely fast in transition, and hope that they miss some shots. That certainly helped when, you know, they went cold from three-point land there for a little bit and helped SK get back in this game. Should be a good one, folks. Second half coming up, Newfield 30, South Courtright 22. It's our Marabito Energy Products Halftime Report. Thanks for joining me. I'm Nate Lull. We'll be back with the start of the third quarter on CDO.
NYCM Insurance of Edmiston is a locally owned and operated personal lines insurance company. For over 115 years, NYCM Insurance has delivered quality service to New Yorkers just like you. For information about automobile and or homeowners insurance from NYCM, or to locate one of their 1,100 independent agents across the state, visit them online at nycm.com. NYCM Insurance is a proud supporter of local sports on WCDO. NYCM is there for you 24/7, 365. Visit online nycm.com.
The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney wishes all Tri-Town area sports teams much success throughout this season. Amphenol is proud to be a part of the Tri-Town sports tradition, and they support all high school sporting events. Amphenol hopes that the broadcast of these games will provide both convenience and enjoyment, and we urge you to get out and support your favorite teams. The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney, happy to contribute to live Tri-Town area high school sports on WCDO.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 and AM 1490, WCDO.
And welcome back, folks. Newfield 30, South Courtright 22, as we get you set for the start of the second half on WCDO. Also, WCDOsports.com. Our web stream is brought to you by SFCU at Sydney Federal Credit Union. It's all about you. Section 4 Class D Boys Championship game. Girls Championship was earlier today. Delhi walking away from Southern Cayuga with a 52-39 victory. Delhi will move on to the New York State quarterfinals. That game will be in Section 9 at Mount St. Mary College next Saturday, I believe at 2 p.m. We'll double-check on that. And that will be in Section 9 next Saturday with the chance to go to the New York State Final Four on the line. So we'll have lots to update you on next weekend as well. We'll see who wins here today to see if we're following South Courtright a week from now. And a bucket by Quintel Clements immediately off the out-of-bounds play to start the second half. And he's fouled. Not the start the Rams were looking for as Clements puts it up and in. Gosh, he can just do a little bit of everything. Foul's going to be on Lamport, his third, team's first of the second half. Hunter Collins comes back in. Clements to the line. He's got 7 points. Newfield leads 32-22 with 7:45 to go here in the third quarter. Clements' shot is up and good. Quintel Clements, I know a lot of colleges, D3 level, are looking at him. Would love to have a big man like him in their rotation next year. Newfield 33, South Courtright 22. Here's Hunter Collins to the right side. Had nowhere to go. Got himself stuck in the air. Left his feet. Had to throw it away. Newfield comes away with the basketball. Back up the floor with 7:30 to go. Third quarter early in this third frame. Left side of the floor here for the freshman, Jacob Humble, who has 9 points. He had a great first half. Finds Moravec in the right-wing corner. Newfield now going left to right on your radio dial. Backs one out, three-point line extended. Swantak right in his grill. Moravec is fouled by Swantak with 7:10 to go in the third. Wow, no, they're going to call a foul on Moravec here, saying he tried to hook Swantak to get around him. Was not expecting that call, but that's what the SK faithful will get. So a foul on Moravec with 7:10 to go in the third. It's Newfield 33, South Courtright 22. Up the floor now for Swantak. For Burns on the right side. Burns for Fox in the corner. Now down low on the baseline here for Dawson Darling. Back out Aiden Fox, right side three for Fox. It bottles itself out. Boy, I was about to say that thing was buried from downtown, but it popped out. Whew, halfway down. Newfield 33, South Courtright 22 with 6:45 to go, third quarter. Top of the key here for Humble. Humble to the left side looking for options. Gets around a pick there from Clements. Little pick and roll. It wasn't there. They go Josh Wood right side. Wood with a chest pass back to Clements. Clements, top of the key. Good pass down low for Boykin. Turnaround shot left. It's short. Not enough spice on that one. Hunter Collins a rebound. SK needs a bucket. They trail 33-22 with 6:20 to go in the third quarter. Top of the key for SK. They go Hunter Collins left side. Reversing it to the right side for Burns. Into the corner now for Fox. Burns playing with those two fouls. He'll have to be careful. Entry pass to the down low spot for Dawson Darling. He gets tied up. Possession arrow will stay with the Rams. Dawson Darling is doing everything he can to fight down low with Quintel Clements. He's probably given up, I'd say, 20, 30 pounds. They're about the same height, but it's hard when you're going up against someone who's that strong in the low post. Here is Dawson Darling, and he'll shoot from the foul line. It's blocked by Clements. Clements is off and running. Right side of the floor. Clements with the finger roll won't go. Moravec with the rebound, and we're going to have a foul as Moravec couldn't get that shot to go with 6 minutes to go in the third quarter. Newfield 33, South Courtright 22. And Moravec will step to the line here for Newfield. That's what I'm talking about with Quintel Clements. Stole that ball. Biggest man on the floor. Dribbles it coast to coast. Extremely smooth. Almost finished it off there. Probably should have if it wasn't for the tight rims here at Suco. Moravec gets the first shot to go, and he's got 6 points. Newfield now leads 34-22. Moravec to the line. Second shot coming. Good. Rattled it in. So he goes 2 out of 2. He's got 7 points. It's Newfield 35, South Courtright 22. 5:55 to go, third quarter. Top of the key now for Burns. Left side for Fox. Fox looking for options, reverses right side for Swantek. Swantek gets around his man. We'll go back to Fox. Fox to the foul line, back for Swantek, down low for Dawson Darling. Darling with a left-handed baby hook, it won't go. And he's having to shoot from weird angles because Clements is in there. Missed it. Newfield back the other way for Humble. Humble backs out, puts on the brakes, sets up shop. 5:30 to go, third quarter. Newfield 35, South Courtright 22. A chance to move on to the state tournament. He's on the line. Humble fakes a three, goes back to Clements, reverses it left side, Josh Wood. Wood will take it down low on the baseline. Ball poke checked out of bounds. Last touch by the Rams, and it'll stay with the Trojans. With 5:15 to go, third quarter. Newfield 35, South Courtright 22. Wood on the baseline here for the Trojans, looking for options. Wood inbounds the basketball to Moravec in front of his own bench. Back up to Humble, top of the key. Back for Moravec to the high post for Clements. He gets down low, tosses one up, left it short. Rebound Boykin. His shot won't go down. Boykin another rebound. Third chance here on this possession for Newfield with 5 minutes to go in the third. Left side for Wood. Pushes it down low. It's knocked out of bounds by Aiden Fox. It'll stay with the Trojans. Second and third chance opportunities have been huge here for Newfield to start the third quarter. 4:55 to go in the third. Newfield 35, South Courtright 22. Trojans will get it into Clements at the high post. Clements with the shot gets it to go. Clements into double figures. He has 10 points. And it's Newfield 37, SK 22. SK is going to call a timeout. 4:50 to go in the third. The Rams have not scored so far in the second half, and Newfield's pumped it up to a 37-22 lead. We'll be right back on CDO.
Your friends from C.H. Landers Funeral Home in Sydney proudly support youth activities in our local communities, including high school sports. Jeff and Brenda Bagley, along with their caring staff, wish the best to area teams and remind players the importance of sportsmanship. Good luck this season from C.H. Landers Funeral Home at 21 Main Street in Sydney. For over 100 years, they have assisted families with compassion and care during their most difficult days. Their broad range of services can be found online at landersfh.com. C.H. Landers Funeral Home at 21 Main Street in downtown Sydney, proudly supporting the youth in our communities.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back. South Courtright trailing 37-22 with 4:40 to go in this third quarter. And a shot from the left wing corner for Aiden Fox is off the mark and no good. Ball loose on the floor. Newfield's going to come away with it. Josh Wood in the backcourt is going to travel. They say he slid that pivot foot, so the ball is going to go back to SK. Four and a half to go, third quarter. Newfield 37, SK 22. Rams will get the ball into the backcourt, and they will look here for Burns. Burns at the top of the key. SK still has not scored in this third frame. They go left side for Swantek. Swantek back for Burns. Burns into the paint. Pull-up jumper. Won't go. Rebound Dawson Darling. Darling gets slipped up down low. Now for Hunter Collins. He puts it in. Collins with 6 points. First basket of the second half for SK, and it's 37-24. Moravec to the far side now for Humble. Humble trying to go back for Quintel Clements at the high post. Lost it out of bounds. Going to go back to SK with 3:55 to go in the third. SK finds themselves in a big-time hole here, but they need to just start chipping away at it possession by possession. Left side for Aiden Fox. Now they go to the high post for Dawson Darling. Darling takes it down low. He's stripped. Ball out of bounds. Stays with the Rams. Tough right now for Darling because he's getting the looks he normally would get, but Clements has such length. He's able to step out, maybe deflect some shots, or at least change the angle on him from the foul line. And if you get down low, it's not easy to body him up. To the left side of the floor, SK gets it in as they go right to left. Here's Burns, top of the key. Far side, Swantek in front of the SK bench. Burns calling out the signals. Burns gets down low. Hanging jumper in the lane, no good. Rattled out, rebound Clements. Back up the floor he comes, across the midcourt timeline. Clements with a bounce pass down low for Humble, swatted out of there by Dawson Darling. And out of bounds with 3:20 to go in the third. Newfield 37, SK 24. You can tell Darling is frustrated down low, and I think he just took out some of that frustration on that block. Sent it whizzing out of bounds. Wood gets the ball in for Newfield to the high post, into the corner now for Humble. Back out Clements. Clements for Humble. SK trying to clamp down on defense. Top of the key for Moravec. Now for Humble, high post Clements. Good backdoor cut there for Wood. Knocked out of bounds by Hunter Collins. Got a big mitt on it. Swatted it off the baseline. SK fans starting to get a little rowdy behind our broadcast booth here at midcourt. Newfield looking to get the ball in. Wood will find Clements. Clements is triple teamed immediately. Dribbles his way out of it somehow. Was sandwiched in there. Gets it back up to Humble at the top of the key, and he buries it. Humble, the freshman from downtown. Another dagger for Newfield, and they lead 40-24 with 2:50 to go in the third quarter. Top of the key now for South Courtright. Here is Burns. Going for Swantek on the baseline for Hunter Collins. Went through his hands, ball loose on the floor. Clements comes away with it. Clements will dribble it up the left side of the floor. Clements through traffic. Hands one off for Wood. He steps in. Wood too strong with the shot. Rebound Swantek. Ty Swantek quickly back up the floor for Burns. Wants to take it right to the rim. His shot hits the front of the rim. Won't go down. Rebound for Newfield. Back quickly up the floor. Left side for Humble. Humble tries an interior pass, and Aiden Fox will take it away for SK. Back safely into the hands of Swantek, who will walk it across the Red Dragon logo here at SUNY Oneonta. Left side of the floor for Hunter Collins. His interior pass to the high post for Dawson Darling was knocked away. Lamport and Kaufman will come back in at the next whistle with 1:55 to go in the third. It's Newfield 40, SK 24. Left side of the floor for Jacob Humble. Humble at the top of the key. Dribble drive right side. Looking for options. Moravec into the corner for Humble. Step back for three again. Off the front of the rim, no good. Boykin skies for a rebound. Out of bounds off his fingertips. He says he was tied up with Fox. Wasn't happy with the contact. And it goes to SK. You can tell both teams getting a little frustrated right now. The one guy on the floor who seems to be calming everybody down, both sides, is Quintel Clements. He just grabbed Moravec's jersey and said to him, hey, it's all right, relax, we're okay. A true leader with 1:35 to go in the third. 40-24 the score. Kaufman left side of the floor, and it's thrown away here by Swantek. Ahead now for Moravec as Newfield quickly in transition. They put it up, and Moravec's going to head to the line after a hard foul there. Let's see who it's on. Looks like it's going to be on Swantek with 1:25 to go in the third. Newfield 40, SK 24. And Moravec will step to the charity stripe. I think both teams are a little upset with the physical play at the moment. As Moravec steps in, can't get the first shot to go. Second one coming. Looks like Newfield will take a timeout here. So again, a minute 25 to go, third quarter. Newfield leading SK 40-24 in the Section 4 Class D Boys Championship game. We'll be right back on CDO.
Cold winter weather, tough vehicle starts, difficult driving conditions. Stop at Sydney Tire, your family vehicle safety center. They can evaluate your tires and antifreeze level The experienced staff at Sydney Tire can help you to maintain your vehicle in top condition through the cold winter months. So stop in or call Sydney Tire today. Located on Route 7 between Sydney and Unadilla. Call 563-2828 for Sydney Tire.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
1:25 to go, third quarter. Newfield 40, South Courtright 24. Out of the timeout, Moravec back to the line. I think that was a timeout just for Chris Bubble to calm his guys down a little bit. Tell him to take a deep breath. Out of the timeout, putting it up and in is Moravec. He now has 8 points. 41-24 with a minute 20 to go in the third quarter. Across the half-court timeline, here is Kaufman. Kaufman on the right side. It's been a tough second or third quarter, I should say, for SK. Fox tries to take one to the rim. He's hammered, doesn't get a foul call there. Newfield will come back up the floor on the right side. And this is Wood taking it to the rim, and he's fouled by Swantak with a minute to go. And you can see the frustration here for SK. They've only scored 2 points here in the third quarter. And they feel like they're getting hammered on their end of the floor and that they're not getting the calls. And I don't want to say they're right, but there are no foul calls against Newfield so far in the second half. Four on SK as Wood heads to the line. First one is up and good here for Josh Wood. So he has 5 points. I think this is just a physical style game. I don't really think anybody is being favored one side or the other, obviously, but just a physical game. Second shot is off the mark and no good. Foul is on Newfield on Boykin on the rebound opportunity, his second, team's first. 1 minute to go, third quarter. Newfield 42, SK 24. Dawson Darling down the floor on the right wing side. Gets one back off for Lamport, left side of the floor. Now for Swantak. Swantak gets off a screen, goes to the right side here for Kaufman. Kaufman takes it all the way to the rim, and it just pops out. Goes back Dawson Darling. He's blocked there by Quintel Clements. Newfield will come away. Officials are letting them play. 35 seconds to go. Moravec takes it to the rim. That's off the mark. Bodies flying everywhere, and Clements is able to finish it off. Clements with 12 points now, and it's 44-24. We'll have a whistle here. Looks like a timeout's going to be taken by Newfield with 25 seconds to go in the third quarter. We'll step away for 30 seconds. Newfield 44, SK 24. We'll be right back on CDO.
Your friends from C.H. Landers Funeral Home in Sydney proudly support youth activities in our local communities, including high school sports. Jeff and Brenda Bagley, along with their caring staff, wish the best to area teams and remind players the importance of sportsmanship. Good luck this season from C.H. Landers Funeral Home at 21 Main Street in Sydney. For over 100 years, they have assisted families with compassion and care during their most difficult days. Their broad range of services can be found online at landersfh.com. C.H. Landers Funeral Home at 21 Main Street in downtown Sydney, proudly supporting the youth in our communities.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
And welcome back, folks. Newfield leads South Courtright 44-24 with 25 seconds to go in the third quarter. The Section 4 Class D Boys Championship game. Here tonight, winner will go on to states and play in a sub-regional game on Tuesday at Johnson City against Section 1 winner Martin Luther King High School. SK with the ball, 25 seconds to go. Swantak will bring it up the floor. They get across the half-court timeline. Swantak into the corner now for Quinlan Davis. Back out for Swantak, looking for options. Goes to the high post now for Davis. Davis off the glass, gets it to go. Quinlan Davis with a bucket that SK desperately needed. 44-26, 5 seconds left. Here's Wood. Wood's going to try to take it to the rim, hanging in the air, can't get it to go, time expires. 44-26, with one quarter left, three quarters in the books. The Trojans of Newfield leading the Rams of SK, 44-26, fourth quarter coming up on CDL.
Cold winter weather, tough vehicle starts, difficult driving conditions. Stop at Sydney Tire, your family vehicle safety center. They can evaluate your tires and antifreeze level. The experienced staff at Sydney Tire can help you to maintain your vehicle in top condition through the cold winter months. So stop in or call Sydney Tire today. Located on Route 7 between Sydney and Unadilla. Call 563-2828 for Sydney Tire.
Bob's Diner, North Main Street in Bainbridge. We serve homemade hearty meals 7 days a week. We feature an awesome burger menu with unique specialty burgers. Customers love our daily blue plate specials, and the staff is friendly, and there's plenty of parking, too. At Bob's Diner, our homemade soups and chili are served all year long, and our homemade desserts will please any sweet tooth. Dine 7 days a week at Bob's Diner, North Main Street in downtown Bainbridge. And remember, Bob's Back Room for meetings and parties, too. Call 967-3111.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Start of the fourth quarter, Section 4 Class D Boys Championship game. 8 minutes left to decide who will be the Section 4 D champion. Newfield leading 44-26. Here's Boykin down low with a shot for the Trojans. That's off the mark. Ball loose on the floor. We're going to have a foul. Let's see who it's on. This will be on Boykin early here in the fourth quarter. His third and the Trojans' third. So they've quickly gone from no fouls to three in about the span of the last minute or so. Newfield's going to bring a little full court pressure here. Burns will get through across the half court timeline. Burns directly into the paint, takes it to the rim, can't get it to go. Ball loose on the floor. Newfield's going to come away with it. Ahead for Boykin. Boykin for Humble. The freshman running the baseline on the left side will punch one back out for Quintel Clements to the right side for Boykin. 7:25 to go, fourth quarter. Moravec at the top of the key. Moravec back for Clements. SK trying to save their season. Down 44-26 early in the fourth quarter. Newfield throws this one away over the baseline and out of bounds. And it will go back to SK. With 7:15 to go, fourth quarter. Newfield 44, SK 26. Quickly back up the floor for Austin Lamport. Lamport is fouled. A reach in by Quintel Clements. 7:12 to go, fourth quarter. Newfield 44, SK 26. So that's four team fouls on SK, three on Newfield. And to the midcourt timeline here for Swantech. Swantech at the top of the key. Now goes to the right side for Burns. Burns backs him in down low, and he's fouled. All of a sudden, the calls are coming in bunches here against Newfield, as both teams now have four fouls apiece. 7 minutes to go, fourth quarter. Newfield 44, SK 26. Underneath the basket, this will be Austin Lamport inbounding the basketball here for the Rams. They'll work it into Dawson Darling on the right side. Now they'll look to go to Lamport. Lamport to Dawson Darling, takes it to the rim. It won't go down. It's like there's a lid on the rim here in the second half. And back up the floor here for Newfield off the rebound. Moravec to the right side. Moravec into the corner now for Humble. Back up for Quintel Clements. Clements pump fakes, goes for Humble in the corner again. Clements trying to establish himself down low. Burns is right up in his grill here with 6.5 to go in the fourth. Back for Moravec on the right side, and now Burns is whistled for a foul on Moravec, way out by NBA range. And boy, both these teams are getting feisty with each other. Newfield 44, SK 26. I mean, we're talking a lot of bumping, a lot of grabbing. You see a lot of jerseys getting pulled when guys are making cuts through the lane. There's no love lost between the one and the two seed. Burns is going to pick up his fourth foul here for SK and have to go to the bench. And Newfield will get it in. At the top of the key with 6:20 to go, fourth quarter. Newfield leading 44-26. Left side of the floor for Moravec. Into the corner now for Humble. Humble's going to take it to the rim. Left it short. Did everything but finish. Rebound Boykin. Boykin on the baseline. Back out Moravec. And they'll reset it. You don't see many teams battle this hard on the boards with SK, but Newfield has done a fantastic job here today. They've won that battle so far. Clements to the high post. Now for Humble. In front of his own Newfield bench. Into the corner. Pull-up jumper is good. And that was Boykin. So Boykin now with 9 points. And it's Newfield 46, SK 26 with 5:40 to go in the fourth quarter. Left side of the floor here for Austin Lamport. He's fouled as he takes it to the rim. And that is the fifth foul on Newfield. So that's five apiece on Newfield and on South Courtright as a team. Ball underneath the basket. The put in here by Lamport. Lamport back to the top of the key. Little give and go with Dawson Darling into the corner for Lamport. Pops out. Was halfway down, came out. SK has only scored 4 points so far in the second half, and just they have not been able to find a way. Quickly down into the paint is Quintel Clements. He's stripped of the basketball here by Swantak, and he's quickly back the other way with 5:15 to go in the fourth quarter. Now for Lamport. Straightaway three for SK. For Lamport, he got it. Austin Lamport now with 8 points. And it's Newfield 46, South Courtright 29. Chris Bubble, the head coach for Newfield, seen enough. He wants to take a timeout. Again, Newfield 46, SK 29, 5 minutes to go in the fourth. We'll be right back on CDO.
Sports Field Specialties of Delhi is a proud sponsor of local high school athletics on WCDO. Sports Field Specialties wishes the best to all area teams this season, especially our teams in Delaware County. Sports Field Specialties manufactures state-of-the-art goalposts, protective netting systems, dugouts, and other athletic equipment used for all levels of play from high school to the NFL. Good luck, area athletes, from Sports Field Specialties of Delhi.
Hello, this is Scott Smith from Neighbors Insurance of Sydney and Oneonta. Neighbors Insurance describes the friendly help you'll receive from agents who understand the language of insurance. We're the neighbors who can help you choose the right coverage for your insurance needs, auto, home, or business. We also specialize in group health insurance. You can find Neighbors Insurance on Route 7, Riverside, Sydney, and on Main Street in the east end of Oneonta. For all your insurance needs, you can count on us. We are Neighbors Insurance.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
5:05 to go, fourth quarter. The Newfield boys leading South Courtright 46-29 in the Section 4 Class D Boys Championship game, live from SUNY Oneonta. I'm Nate Lowell. Thanks for joining me this afternoon and this evening. As earlier today, we saw Delhi win the Section 4 Class D Girls Championship 52-39 over Southern Cayuga. Newfield with the basketball, top of the key. Here's Moravec in the paint. The hanging jumper is no good. Rebound for SK. They need some points, and they need them in a hurry. Still some time left, though, with 4:45 to go. Here's Aiden Fox. Left side, Kaufman in the corner for three. It's short. Rebound for Lamport. Lamport puts it up and left that one short as well. Rebound still loose on the floor. Right to Burns, who lays it up and in. Derek Burns, his first basket. And it's 46-31 with 4:25 to go in the fourth quarter. Newfield up the floor. Across the half-court timeline for Quintel Clements. Across with a backdoor cut for Wood, and his shot is short, all out of bounds, and it will stay with the Trojans. Wood had a great, easy layup and just rolled around the cylinder and then popped free, and now it's like there's a lid on there for Newfield. 4:15 to go in the fourth. Newfield 46, SK 31. Newfield will get it into Clements on the baseline. Clements turn around, back door for Humble, pump fake, puts it up, and he's fouled. With 4:10 to go in the fourth, it is Newfield 46, South Courtright 31. And a post with 23 points earlier today to defeat Southern Cayuga for Delhi. That was a big-time win as Delhi moves on. I don't think anybody's going to have 23 in this game, but Humble's trying his best. Humble with 13 points now. So you have Humble leading Newfield with 13. On the other side, you have Austin Lamport with 8 to lead SK. Humble goes 2 for 2. He's now got 14. Back up the floor here for SK with 4 minutes to go, fourth quarter. Newfield 48, SK 31. High post for Dawson Darling. Back out for Fox. NBA 3 right side for Fox off the side of the rim, and a rebound for Newfield. And back up the floor for Quintel Clements. Clements across the midcourt timeline. Left side as Newfield goes left to right. Humble for three. Got it. The freshman with ice in his veins. Humble's got 17. He's having a whale of a ball game in the sectional finals. 3:35 to go, fourth quarter. Newfield 51, South Courtright 31. The Rams finding themselves in unfamiliar territory. So you go to the left side of the floor. Now they dump one off. High post, Dawson Darling. He's got it. Dawson Darling with 9 points. It's 51-33. Right side of the floor for Newfield. They go to the far side for Quintel Clements. Clements to the high post. Back across for Josh Wood. Wood back out for Moravec at the top of the key with 3 minutes to go in the fourth quarter. Newfield 51, SK 33. 15 on the shot clock. Newfield willing to choose some time here, but in the meantime, I think Clemens got a little too cute, and he double dribbles. Ball's going to go back to the Rams with exactly 3 minutes to go here in the fourth quarter. Timeout is taken by South Courtright. We'll step away for 30 seconds. We'll be right back on CDO.
Jake's Deli on Main Street in Otego is a proud supporter of high school sports on WCDO. Make sure to check out Jake's for their famous subs. You won't be disappointed. Jake's has a full deli with cold cuts, homemade salads, meat platters, and more. Plus, they have all the groceries, snacks, and drinks you need. So stop into Jake's Deli at 401 Main Street in Otego today. Call in your sub order at 988-2709. That's 988-2709. Jake's Deli is open Monday through Saturday from 6 a.m. to 8 p.m. and Sundays from 7 to 3. Good luck, area athletes, from Jake's Deli of Otego.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
3 minutes to go in the fourth quarter. Newfield 51, South Courtright 33. Just saw Cooperstown Boys assistant coach Matt Hazard. He was on the radio with me earlier this year for a Cooperstown BG girls game. He was down here watching some of the boys' action today. The Cooperstown boys are in action tomorrow in the Section 3 Class C Finals. That game's up at OCC against Tully. We'll also have the Class C games on tomorrow for Section 4. The BG girls are at 1 o'clock, the UV boys at 3. Those games are at SUNY Cortland, so make sure you stay tuned to WCDO for those games tomorrow. It's a full weekend of basketball. I'll be heading up to Cortland tomorrow morning to get set for that. Out of the timeout, SK with the basketball at the top of the key. And they'll go to Kaufman. Kaufman now for Dawson Darling. On the baseline right side, zips one back out for Fox. Fox, another deep three. That's off the back of the rim. And it won't fall. And Newfield back up the floor. Ahead for Moravec. Moravec will lay it up and in. Moravec's got 10. And Newfield now with three players in double figures. Humble with 17. Clements with 12. Moravec with 10. Lamport, top of the key, answers back for SK. And Lamport's got 11. And it's Newfield 53, SK 36, with 2:15 to go, fourth quarter. Here's Moravec right side. Dribbles back, looking for options. Newfield fans chanting, "I believe that we will win." Clements with a turnaround shot down low on the right low block. He's fouled. Shot won't go. He'll head to the line. Foul is going to be on Austin Lamport. Believe this is going to be his fourth or fifth. We'll see. That's going to be his fifth. So Austin Lamport, the sophomore, is going to foul out here today with 11 points. Silky smooth shooter, and we will see him back in an SK uniform for the next 2 years. Gets a nice standing ovation from the SK crowd. Newfield just a little bit too much here tonight. They lead 53-36, and Clements can't get the first shot to go. Ball out of bounds, and we'll go to SK. With 2:05 to go here in the fourth quarter, the Rams, with a cold shooting second half, find themselves trailing here, 53-36. Clements to the line. Clements' first shot, or second shot, I should say, is good. So Clements gets it to go. My fault on that. I thought that the ball was out of bounds and we go back to SK, but instead, he had to shoot two. So 54-36 to score, 2:05 to go here in the fourth quarter. Nate Lull with you on WCDO. Glad to have you along. Right side of the floor here for SK as they're starting to get some of their bench into the ball game. Swantek to the left side for Fox. They'll reverse it for Seth Ashline. Ashline will find Kenton Pickett down low for Dawson Darling, who muscles it up and in. Darling's got 11, and we'll have a timeout taken here by Newfield just to get some substitutes in. Again, a huge thank you to all our special sponsors. We'll be recognizing them today and tomorrow, but Circle of Life, Ambulette of Hobart, the South Courtright Youth Association, RC Sales Service and Towing of Sydney, NBT Bank, the Dinner Plate Restaurant of Hobart, ACO Brands of Sydney, SFCU, Assemblyman Cliff Crouch, Robinson Terrace of Stamford. Newfield is going to take this time out for a little bit more than just getting their subs in. NYCM Insurance of Edmiston, Amphenol Corporation of Sydney, and Hobart Hardware Plus. So we're going to step away for 30 seconds, but we'll be right back with the score. Newfield 54, SK 38 on CDO.
Finding a contractor that you can trust can be difficult, but not when you rely on Cohen and Fraser Builders of Franklin. They're local, fully insured, and offer over 50 years combined experience.
From custom building and expert remodeling, including kitchens and baths, as well as plumbing, heating, and electrical work, Cohen and Fraser Builders see the project through from start to finish. For professional, honest, exceptional home or business services, call Lee or Ed today at 829-5426. That's 829-5426. Cohen and Fraser Builders of Franklin.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
Out of the timeout, Newfield with the ball. They lead 54-38. Both teams bringing in some subs here to get some nice minutes at the end of the game. A turnaround shot here for Newfield, and Nolan Rucco can't get the shot to go. Rucco actually sang the national anthem. It was great earlier today, but he can't get that jumper to go. Seth Ashline in the ball game, and he gets it to go. So a bucket there makes it 54-40 with a minute 15 to go. A foul on Aiden Fox on the inbounds pass. Both teams fighting hard to the very end. This is a SK team that's been a ton of fun to follow this year, both in soccer and now in basketball. Of course, the boys' soccer team won the Section 4 Class D championship, moved on to states, and made it to the Final Four. And now in basketball, getting all the way to the Section 4 Class D championship game. That's just the tradition and the expectation at SK. And I'm sure that the future is going to be bright as well. Rebound here for the Rams with a minute 10 to go in the fourth quarter. They'll bring it up the floor, trailing 54-40. Fox is going to get in the paint, stripped of the ball. Newfield will come away across the midcourt timeline. Looking to take it to the rim, up off the glass, and good for Jacob Humble. He's got 19, the freshman, makes it 56-40. And with the numbers changing for next year, as Aiden Fox tries a long three, this one is off the mark and rebounded. You know, SK is going to have a great chance in Class D next year. Newfield, Delhi, some of these teams, as a foul is here on Swantech with 45 seconds to go. Newfield 56, SK 40. A lot of these teams will be up in Class C. You're going to lose a lot of the IAC teams. I think everybody except Marathon in the IAC is going to be a C next year. As Swantech goes to the bench for the final time as a senior, a great hard-working player, gets a nice ovation from the crowd. SK is going to have a real chance when you bring it back down to smaller schools playing for the D title next year. 40 seconds to go in the fourth quarter. SK with the basketball. They trail 56-40. Ashline will now go to Dawson Darling, who fires up a three and buries it. Dawson Darling from downtown with a smile on his face makes it 56-43. Ball to midcourt. Dawson with a steal. Newfield took it right back, though, and then stepped out of bounds. The ball's going to go back to Newfield. So they will play Martin Luther King High School on Tuesday in Johnson City for the sub-regional. SK will come up a little short here tonight, trailing 56-43 with 24 seconds left. They'll get it into Burns. Burns with a dribble drive into the corner now for Aiden Fox. He tries a three off the mark, out of bounds. Going to stay with SK with 16 seconds left. Make sure you stay tuned for our post-game show coming up. We'll have our awards for offense, defense, and all-purpose. Kenton Pickett tries a three off the inbounds pass. Quinlan Davis gets it back. Out here for Ashline. He steps in. Ashline can't get it to go. Rebound for Burns, who puts it up. That one won't go down. 5 seconds left. Ball out of bounds on that rebound. Goes back to Newfield with 4 seconds left. The Trojan faithful on their feet as number one Newfield will defeat number two South Courtright. 56-43. Newfield is going back to the state tournament, back-to-back Section 4 Class D championships for the Trojans as they defeat South Courtright 56-43. Heck of a win here for the Trojans, and congratulations to SK on a great season. They've just come up a little bit short here tonight. Post-game show coming up. We'll be right back on CDO.
Your friends at Morabito Gresham Insurance are proud to sponsor high school sports on WCDO. Morabito Gresham is a full-service independent agency with the flexibility to place your insurance with a variety of carriers. But more importantly, we strive to build strong, long-term relationships based on trust and knowledge. Through our personal attention and professional commitment, we prove that customers always come first. The Morabito Gresham Insurance team will work hard to find you the best coverage to meet your needs and your budget. Call 217-0279 and let Morabito Gresham work for you.
When it comes to your future, there are things that count. And at NBT Bank, what counts most to you counts to us. That's why we offer iStrive, Banking for youth and young adults. iStrive's free savings, checking, and debit products help you grow your money skills from grade school to college to your first big job. So whatever future you dream of, you can count on us to help you achieve it. Stop by or visit nbtbank.com and open an account today. NBT Bank, for everything that counts. Member FDIC.
ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of WCDO's high school sports coverage. As a major employer in the Tri-County area, ACCO Brands supports young people in our communities and hopes that these young athletes have much success this sports season. Always work hard and always display good sportsmanship. ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of the Tri-County industrial family and continues their tradition of supporting the efforts of young people in our area. ACCO Brands of Sydney, an industry leader in the manufacture of planning products and calendars, cheers on student athletes in every sport.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back one last time tonight to SUNY Oneonta. The Newfield boys, the top seed, defeating number 2 South Courtright 56-43 to capture the Section 4 Class D championship. South Courtright receiving their medals here at midcourt for runners-up. Nothing to hang your heads about if you're an SK fan or player. Heck of a season. We mentioned it in the pregame show. They didn't have a gym to play in this year. School construction project. They were forced to travel for every single game. They played every single game on the road this year, boys and girls. They had to practice at different schools, different locations, different community gyms. And it was a hard season. But they have a tremendous season and make it all the way to the Section 4 Class D Championship game. They win the Delaware League. A lot to be proud of for first-year head coach Aaron Coffin, who was replacing a legend in Bobby Van. Bob Van Valkenburg really sets the standard for a lot of people when you talk about local Class D basketball. And I give all the credit in the world to Aaron Coffin for stepping in, filling in those shoes. That's who Bobby Van wanted to coach SK, to carry on his tradition. And he did a great job this year, and he will for future years to come as well. Again, our final score, Newfield 56, SK 43. Let's do our scoring summary now. First for SK, 14 points for Dawson Darling. That's a team high. 11 for Austin Lamport. 6 for Hunter Collins. 3 for Ty Swantak, as well as Aiden Fox. And then 2 apiece for Seth Ashline, Derek Burns, and Quinlan Davis. On the other side for Newfield, the freshman, Jacob Humble, with 19 points. And that's a game high tonight, 19 points for Newfield. 13 points for Quintel Clements, 10 from Greg Moravik, 9 for LaRon Boykin, 5 for Josh Wood. So Wood was the leading scorer the other night for Newfield. He comes up with 5 tonight. Somebody else steps up. They are a very balanced team as they receive their medals at midcourt. Let's do our 3 awards now. First, the NBT Bank Outstanding Offense Award, brought to you by NBT Bank, putting customers first every single day and supporting local high school sports. For more than 150 years, NBT Bank has served our area's financial needs. NBT Bank, for everything that counts. We'll give that tonight to Jacob Humble. 19 points for Humble from Newfield. Easy choice for our NBT Bank Outstanding Offense Award. Next up, the Mirabito Gresham Insurance Dynamic Defense Award, brought to you by Mirabito Gresham Insurance, where the customer always comes first. Jeffrey Mirabito and Jeff Gresham proudly support high school basketball on CDL. We'll give that to Quintel Clements from Newfield tonight. He might be more of an all-purpose guy, but boy, I thought Quintel did a great job on the inside, rebounding the basketball, did a little bit of everything, and he is a true great player. But I thought on defense, the blocks and just the tone that he set on the interior was fantastic. Lastly, the ACCO Brands of Sydney All-Purpose Award, brought to you by ACCO and Sydney, a proud supporter of local youth in the Tri-County area. ACCO Brands wishes the best to all players this season and is happy to cheer on these young athletes. I'd like to give that to Dawson Darling tonight from South Courtright. 14 points. The senior did his best on the inside, rebounding the basketball, hit some big-time shots, and when SK was really tight early in the game, it was because he was making shots and making plays. So we'll give Dawson Darling our all-purpose award tonight, brought to you by ACCO of Sydney. That's going to do it for our broadcast tonight. A big thank you to Jim Tamayo back in the WCDO studios for all his hard work. Tomorrow, we'll be back at it, folks. 1 p.m., I'll be at SUNY Cortland for the Section 4 Class C Girls Championship game as Bainbridge-Guilford takes on Watkins Glen. And then at 3 o'clock from SUNY Cortland, it's the Class C Boys Championship in Section 4 featuring Unadilla Valley and Tioga. So two more games tomorrow, and I'll be out there at SUNY Cortland with the Chambers and O'Hara pregame show about 10 or 15 minutes before the start of that contest. So BG at 1, UV at 3 tomorrow. Again, our final score here tonight, Newfield 56, South Courtright 43, in the Class D Section 4 Boys Championship, and the Delhi girls win their championship earlier tonight against Southern Cayuga by a score of 52-39. Thanks for joining us. I'm Nate Lull. We'll see you tomorrow for more great high school basketball on CDO Sports.